as this practice unfolds, develops for us, at various times we get a heightened appreciation or heightened sensitivity to the ways in which the mind, and following the mind maybe, the body, ways that the mind becomes activated, reactivated, that the mind, body, can become calm, can be calm, and then there's the activation where that calm is lost, or agitated, activated, we can be settled in our body, and as we get activated, the feeling of energy moving upwards, tension reappearing, maybe in the head, in the face, in the eyes. And compared to everyday life, if we could put you side by side with an everyday way of being and how you are feel activated on the retreat, you might still be calmer than everyday life, where activation, being activated, seems normal. We're swimming in the water of activation. But on retreat, there are times when things get settled, very quiet. Maybe we're resting in our body, centered, deep inside. And the thinking mind is, might still be active, but it's active in a calm way. Maybe compared to everyday life, maybe the thinking mind is slow. Maybe easeful. And the contrast between some modicum of a calm mind and an activated mind, some modicum of a calm body and an activated body, that contrast is a source of, can be a source of wisdom. It can also be a source of dismay. In this environment of practice, it's the wisdom side that we want to emphasize. And part of the wisdom is to also recognize the possibility of equanimity towards reactivity. The reactivity itself is a symptom of a lack of equanimity, but it's possible to know it equanimously. Rather than the reactivity being activated into the world of constructions, rather than that being somehow entangled with the sum total of who we think we are, we might be able to just see reactivity as just that, and leave it at that. Or we might see it as physical phenomena in the body, sensations. And with that, it's easier to be equanimous towards it, because we're not involved in the story, the ideas, just physical phenomena. Or we can be aware of it, the feeling tone, the simplicity of its pleasantness or unpleasantness. And that might make it easier to have some modicum of equanimity, of okayness with what's happening. Or we might notice the mind state, the quality mood of mind, the quality of the inner life. We might notice the simplicity of the mind's experience of activation, reactivation as a contraction or a tightness, narrowness of attention, agitation. And as we do this, then we're right back in the middle of the practice. And the reactivity doesn't take us away. The reactivity becomes a door in to the practice. A returning. Returning is a turning around back into our direct experience. If the thoughts and stories of reactivity, if the feelings and emotions of reactivity causes us to be thinking, be involved in thinking that takes us away from our experience, then we turn around 180 degrees back to our experience here. Maybe asking the question, with what part of this experience can I find equanimity? Where is the experience simple? So as we're here now, there is a stillness in this room, a stillness around you. A stillness just beyond the edges of your skin. And might there be a stillness within you? And as if the inner stillness is a lake of water, to relax, settle down into the, slip into the water, and letting attention, awareness drop down into your core. Maybe being aware from some place of quietude or calm. In a way, one way to get a feel for equanimity is to gently, quietly, calmly use the word yes to acknowledge anything you're aware of. But it's less an acknowledgement of what you're aware of as an acknowledgement of the rightness of being aware of it. Yes to knowing breathing. Yes to knowing sound. Yes, to knowing sensations of your body. Yes, to knowing what's pleasant. Yes, to knowing what's unpleasant. Yes, to knowing your mind states. Yes, to knowing reactivity. Knowing ourselves activated or unactivated. A yes that supports an opening, a quieting, a non-reactivity of attention. A yes that's not for or against experience. But which knows experience. Feels the experience. Relaxes, softens with the experience. to know, to feel what's happening from the calmest place within. From some core within, where knowing is a light, there's an ease to the simplicity of knowing and feeling. Where knowing and feeling is not tied to wanting and not wanting. it's possible to be activated, reactivated, while at the same time having a place of equanimity or non-activation. If we identify or prioritize the reactivity, we enter into that world. If instead we remember to stay close to what is not activated, the knowing which is not reactive, then that supports equanimity. Staying close to profound attention that is untroubled by anything that's known. And then, as I bow to each of you, the sitting comes to an end. Thank you. The way that I have presented the seven factors of awakening is as sequential, one building on the previous. With equanimity, kind of the end result of a process of connecting to our direct experience, having the wisdom to see what is wholesome and unwholesome, engaging effort with what is wholesome, and so forth. But the first factor of awakening, mindfulness, rooted in the four foundations, is always the foundation, the primary foundation of direct experience. And if you do come to a place of deep equanimity, then you might think that it's just a time to begin again from the beginning. To have mindfulness, awareness of body, though the body might feel different. To be aware of feeling tones. though there might be different as well, what appears, what kind of feeling tones. To be aware of the mind states, maybe very different, and to be aware of where the contractions are of the mind, the activations of the mind, where the releases are, the opening up, where the peacefulness of the mind appears. So in a way, we start over at the beginning, but this time with maybe greater appreciation for equanimity, non-reactivity. Maybe this wonderful attitude of yes, equally to what is pleasant and unpleasant. Not affirming anything except affirming the awareness of what is. Yes, this too I'll be aware of. And if in the course of a day you get activated, reactivated, energized in an energetic way with thoughts and feelings, you might try searching around inside for a way of gazing upon it with equanimity, with non-reactivity, to meet reactivity with non-reactivity. Can you find a way, maybe from profound attention, to be calm? Calmly aware. Yes, this too. So thank you all.